That's it.
Just the one page?
Yes, that's it.
Put all these things. Where
are those? The Chazon Ish. They have to have a Gemara. I think I have a Gemara.
A Gemara about the Seer, Babasha. Okay, good luck everyone. You're Shikha for coming. Good morning. We're learning Pshat in the Mishnah, Rav Asher da Bei Donava, according to the Rush. For the sake of avoiding confusion, I think many people learn Taisus as a completely different Pshat in the Mishnah. For whatever reason, Taisus being derived from Bikka, and he therefore proves the Yisai that there's no Muxlik here, and Sitzach HaShana Safek, and then he has to make it akin to Shal Harbe, and it's kind of confusion. But the other Rishonim are not learning like Taisus. We're learning the Rush, so even though I know many people learn Taisus, you have to forget Taisus. Basically, just to do the simple Mishnah with the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Shutzim Shirasa Lashas Mechitza. When Shutzim get together, they decide to have a Mechitza. So the halach is, you have to bring them the Mechitza Be'emsa. Then the Mishnah says, a Fika. A Fika means therefore. Since the halach is, you build it Be'emsa. If not, all the Rishonim learn that since the Pshat and the Fika is, that since the halach is that you can force each other to build the kaisav together. So there's a certain amount of an umdina that a person would not have built it himself if he could force his friend to do it. Why would he lay out the money himself if he could make if his friend owes half the money? So that's the fika. Since the Mishnah said, Bainim is a kaisav be'emsa, the fika is an umdina that they built at Bishutzis. We made it now that we have an umdina, so if the wall fell down, so we say, okay. Practice Gemara and Daftar and Amen Aleph. The Fika can know about Kazuha and Moshe Hashem Shita, which is Pasha. Of course, we split. Where Rashi learns the Gemara is Kasha, if you don't need the Fika, even after the Fika, why should you split? There's no reason not to split. They're both equal. We have no right, we don't want more than the other. So who needs the Fika? Even out of the Fika, we should say Yachlaika. After the Gemara, that the wall fell into one person's rishut. So now that person is a muksik. Normally in Kolatar Akudu, you have a safek. We say, I'm blazing the chaveiro of Araya. We don't know who built the wall. And now the wall fell into one person's rishut. He claimed he built it himself. He's muksik. So that without the Mishnah, we would have a havamina that we rely on the muksik and we give him the whole wall. Kamash, when I'm being the Mishnah, based on the Nefikach, that we don't do Yachlaika. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. There seems to be a Machlaikas in Shainim. We'll have to see. We'll get to it. And what is the Kamash for that? Now, this, it's like, yeah, the Havamina is very good. It's because if the wall falls in one person for sure, he's Mutzik. So how does this lefikah, that there's an umnina, that they built it together, how is that mighty from a muksik? Always to be mighty from a muksik, you need eidim. Rashi, samot rovera of araya be'eidim. So this we'll see, the mashayin and rishayin. The way the rush and the riff, I'm going to go historically, because it's easier than the sequence. The rush and the riff, the Nebuchadnezzar says that the umnah of the Mishnah is Anan Sadi, and therefore the Anan Sadi can be mighty from a Mutzik. And the rush and the riff say a different answer. They quote a Gemara in Bamitzia, the end of Bamitzia, called Shutfim Lo Kapti Adadi, that Shutfim, when your people are partners and they're not makbin on each other, and that causes that there's no din muksik. So that's how both the Rush and the Riff gave that answer. for the sake, sake of clarity, let's read the riff inside and then the rush. The main shear is in the riff, in the rush. But I just want to tell the rush, the riff, but just, obviously the riff came before the rush. The rush always quotes the riff. So I want to see the nuances, really understand the rush to see what he's changing from the riff. Because the rush obviously had the riff. We know very, very often the rush quotes the riff. Here, the rush quotes the riff with a few changes of words. So really to understand the rush, you have to first look at the riff. So the riff says, the riff is on Daf Dawit. So it says, starts out with the Gemara, Pshita, the Mishnah Pashit. So Tzricha Denov Reshuzah Chaminayu, Inami Defaneo Chad Reshuzay, that it fell to one person's Reshuz, or he moved into his Reshuz. Mo the same Avida Chamot Mavim Farayu, you would have a Hamina that he wins because he's Mosik. Come ask me another lot. Said, that's verbatim part of the Gemara. Says the riff, Shamina Mehai Milsa, from here we learn out. We learn from here. The milsa, the yadina, the trei shutzi, something that we know that there's a shutzim. Avagat the isa has reshus the chal minayu, even though now it's in one of their reshus. No, not like the chazaka the ida. It doesn't go out of the other person's chazaka. By time, why? Mishum the shutzim look out the adadi. Hilkok lesu chazaka chala kabri. So one person can't get a din mukzik against the other person. So therefore, how do you win? Eda beraya, oh, the acher chalukah. Now, either you do chalukah and then you no longer shutzen, which is obvious. If we know already they broke up the shutzes, so then you don't have to spray more shutzen or kapti adadi. Or, but assuming they're shutzen, so you need eda beraya. Okay, that's the riff.
What does that have to do with the
fikach? So the fikach is that the fikach is what tells us that they're shutzen. You have to know that they're shutzen. So the Fikah tells you to shut them. Once the Fikah tells us to shut them, that activates the concept of Shutzen or Kapti Adati. And Rasha says that, right here in the beginning, the beginning places, that you only get Shutzen or Kapti Adati when you start out with a Fikah. Okay. That's it. The Rush says that too also, I think, with theirs. Okay, let's look at the Rush and just compare, contrast it to the Rip. So the Rush is an ice vav in the middle of ice vav. Okay, same quotes in Gemara. She's exactly the same. More than they need, more than right. Come out. So I'm starting just saving time, instead of reading the Gemara over again. The last, there's, he says, what's the Kamashon? Kamashmanon in the ice vav, the last three lines of the first paragraph. Kivin the mistama masine tarbayu, that's the fika. That's he's speaking it out. Since you have I should have started from the beginning. Look at the beginning of the Russian in beginning of Aizvam. The fika can not by Kod Mashaneh. Klaima. Hoo mitzkida chayva binyamutar kiva kin binyamutar shneem. Since they're both obligated by yisad shneem, mistama. There's a stama. Vishutis banu. Okay, so there's a mistama. Now we jump down to what the Kamashran is. Kivin the mistama, since there's this mistama, now that's the Lefika, Maxkin, Eidet Arvayu Ave, we assume that both. Avagal the Isa Hashem Reshut HaKaminayu, even though one guy's holding it, though not like Mechazaka the Ida, the Shutta Lakapi Adadi. Bafira Mishav Reshut, or even if it says Reshut. This is so far, it's almost verbatim from the riff. The Elo Raya Edabed. So here is where he changes basically from the lashon of the riff. The riff said, Hilkoch Lesne Chazaka Chad Bechabre. And he says, Elabe Raya. That if you want to win, you need a Raya. And the Rosh says, there ain't no raya. No. Edabedim. So it's Kamak, the simple reading is that the Rosh is coming to argue with the Riff. The Riff said that if you want to win, You have to have a raya. Don't go bless the chazaka the chavre. Ever be raya. If you want to win, you need a raya. Says the rush. No, there ain't no raya. Raya doesn't work. Ever be eden. You need davka eden. So the simple reading of the rush, where we have the gerith and the rush, is the rush is coming gugla lafuga the rift. The rift said raya is good. Meaning raya could be amigoi, an umdina, different umdina. And the rush is saying, ain't no raya. No, no, raya is not good enough. And of the eden. The Bach changes the gerusa. I don't know why he changes the gerusa. He maybe makes it more similar to the rif. Peter Nishtar Rishuso, ain't no chazaka, and of the raya the eden. So, in the Bach, it's not clear that he's arguing with the Rif. In other words, in the way we have the Gerusa, the Rif said, Rai is good, and he says, no, Rai is no good. Rather, Eidim. In the Bas Gerusa, he's saying, the Raya, you need the Raya of Eidim. So, you could say in the Bas that the Rif, Rush is just clarifying the Rif. The Rif wrote Raya. The Rif didn't explain what Raya. And the Bach is saying, and the Rif and Raj is saying, when we say Raya, we mean a Raya of Eidim. According to the way we have the Gerusa, he's saying, Raya is no good. So he's like, he's arguing with the Rif. The Rif said Raya is good, I'm saying Raya is no good. You need Eidim. The Bach's Gerusa is saying, of course Raya is good, but I'm just telling you which Raya. So the Maisa, it could be that they're not arguing. But as far as what I'm assuming is that he's arguing, first of all, Pashtus, the Gerusa, the original Gerusa, we usually like to work with the original Gerusa, I think it will be clear that they're arguing. Even the Bach is very likely they're arguing. The Rif left it ambiguous and the Russian explains it beferish. But the Rav HaMagid pretty much says beferish anyway, that they're arguing. Because the Rav HaMagid says, he doesn't quote the Rush, but he quotes the Rif. And he says beferish, and according to the Rif, amigui would help. When the Rush Rif says Raya, he says Beferish, Raya means Migui. And the Rush says Beferish, ain't no Raya and Abedim. So we have a Machlokes, the Rush and the Rif, even though they're both basically learning the Gemara the same way, that the Kamashman and the Shutzen are Kafti Adadi, but the Rif says Raya is good enough, and the Mishnah, Rav HaMagid is a Risham, says it means the Raya of Migui, and the Rush says clearly that you need a Raya of Eid. Okay. So, I have basically...
How did the Rav HaMagid know the Raya and the Rif also included?
Maybe he knew it like me, because he said he was ambiguous. I don't know. I don't ask that question. But he was, the Rav HaMagid knew, I don't know. He maybe, it's time, the Rif is ambiguous. It's the fact that he says Raya, it doesn't say Eidim, it means any Raya. That's the Pashtus, Mashmalos of the Rif. But it is the Mashmalos of the Rif. So I'm just saying that someone could have been Daifik, but obviously he wasn't Daifik. He was a big enough Gadol to know not to be Daifik to Lash. Anyway, so basically...
I've shown him that soon the Pashtus of our Eden, so that the people would work like the Rif.
Let me ask my question, and let me finish the thought, okay? All right, I'm not learning Tysus. Tysus is out. We're not. Okay. So let me first answer, and then I'll let this. Okay. So basically, the way both the Rush and the Rif learn Pshat the Gemara is that the Hamim is that one person is Muktzik, Kamashman, they're not Muktzik, because since we have a stomach that they're Shutfim lo kapti adadi. And there's a machlokes, what kind of rye, what you need to win. Is it a migui or a? So there are two questions on the floor. The main question is that, which is really that you can really ask this mineve on the rush, you don't need the rift, just the rift makes it clear, is that the rush makes no sense. Why does the rush say it has to be a rye of Adim? They call it Tarakula. Migui works. What's that piece over here? You need Dafka a Raya of Eidim. Why Dafka Eidim? When called Tarakuda, we have other rayas. It's funny, but the Rush coming along and saying, no, ain't no raya. Can't use a raya. You have to have Eidim. Why? What's wrong with a raya? Okay. Wait. Where's the no mercy here? Okay, wait. So the first question is, why does the Rush hold that you don't have a raya? You need Dafka Eidim. And then the second question would be, after we explain the Rush, what the Machlek is, the Rush and the Rit. Those are the two things I want to explain. First, the main question I want to explain is Mineyu Bey, understand the Rit, the Rush and Shita. The Rush clearly says you need Raya and a Be'edim. Where is there, why do you need Eidim? Why do you need Eidim? It's not the fell into the other guy's mishus. Okay, we'll see. Okay, that's what I want to say. Maybe. We have to. So the first question is why the guy did not guy have a share here? Okay, so the first question is why does the Rush say you don't need Eidim? And the second question is what's the machlokes? Let me just do one more step and then I'll okay. So there's a simple answer, but it's obviously wrong. Everyone has a cheshbon, but we'll say the simple answer anyway, is that Tysus, Gufa, in his shot, which again we're not working with, but Tysus in his cheshbon, it comes out that there's a migui, that the happiness is a migui, and he says the kamashman is that migui doesn't work because the fikuf is an ansadi. And it becomes a migui of a makam eide. That's what Tysus says. I caught on the sheet, that's the one hand of Tysus, that the Kamashmanon, that this Lafika, it creates a non-sadi, and it becomes a Miga Makam Eidim. Now, the Maisa, the Nachas David, on Tysus, argued with Tysus, Nachas David is not bashful, he argued with Tysus, says it's one, now this Anan, this Lafika, it's a non-sadi, not the Zabra. So, you have a Makalikas. Nachas David says it's not an ansadi, and Tzivis says it is an ansadi. So you can have a very, very simple pshat. So you'll say that that's the machlokes mishainim. The Rif holds that it's not an ansadi. It's only an umdina. Therefore, a different umdina migoy can beat the umdina of the Lafika. However, the Tzivis, the Rush might hold like the Tzivis. That it's an ansadi, and since it's in the gather of an ansadi, so migui doesn't work because it's migui b'makom eidim. That would be a simple answer. Obviously, that answer is not right because mineyu bei in the Rush and the Rif, it's mukhlof, but they don't hold this an ansadi because if they would hold it, it should that the tefikah is an ansadi. Then they wouldn't need shutan lakati adadi. They would have just said, like the Mukayai say, that the Kamara is more the name of enough of Rashid the Chaminayu, Kamash from the Mishnah, since we have an ansadi, we're mighty from the Muksik. Even if you don't say shutan lakati adadi, if there's an ansadi, of course we do yachleiku. You don't need, the Mishnah says we do yachleiku. Because of the Fika. So then Mukayayitik says, great, doesn't mention a word about Shutan Okapni Adadi. Says because, an Ansadi beats Muksik. So we take away from the Muksik. You know, Rav Shuz Rechaminai, and he's a Muksik. There's an Ansadi, we take away from the Muksik. But the Rush and the Rift both say that if you look at the Rush's Lashon, the Rush clearly doesn't use the word an ansadi. He goes and says, ho, mistama b'shutfes banua. And then he says, and since there's a mistama, therefore we apply the principle of shutfes l'kapi adadi, which means that they hold that there's no an ansadi. Therefore, if there was really a muksik here, the muksik would win. So we have to undermine the muksik. So if we use the mistama tells you you're shutfim, and once you say mistama, you're shutfim, then the mistama tells us shutfim l'kapti adadi, and we made it takes away the muksik. So it's clear that enoch and this machloikis that we have between Tysus and the Nachas David is really a machlokes. The Rif and the Rosh versus the Mukhi Yosef. Mukhi Yosef holds like Taisis that the Fikach is an Ansadi. Therefore, there's no need for Shutin or Kaptiat Adi. The Shutin and Kaptiat Adi could be a machlokes, and but it's not clear. There's only, you know, there's the Rosh and the Rif bring it all off, they have Pshat, but you look in Bar Mitzvah, it's only one Teret to three Teretzim, so it's not necessarily maybe he doesn't hold it, I don't know. So the idea doesn't bring Shutin or Kafi Adadi, it's just that simple, there's an Ansadi, that's like Tysus. But the Rosh and the Rif, who don't, to say that the reason why the Muksik loses is because we undermine the Muksik based on the principle of Shutin or Kafi Adadi. They are obviously holding that there's no Anansadi, which is pretty much mashma the lashon of the Rosh. He doesn't use the word Anansadi. He just says Mistama. If he does say, use the word, he says Anansadi, the Vishnei of Benua. What?
He also says Mistama.
Yeah, okay. Then he clarifies to say Anansadi. But the Rosh, yes, I agree. That is still strange. But the Rosh clearly doesn't say an Ansadi ever. Neither does the Rif. What? Okay. So and then he adds point to Shutin Lakapti, which the Rif doesn't bring. So it sounds pretty much, I think, okay, if anyone has a chat why he needs Shutin Lakapti Adadi with an Ansadi, I'll be interested in it. No. But okay. So, okay, yeah, okay, I cut you off. What did you end?
If you hold that a people really needs the bit of Chalukah, so then when the Gemara is out of now, saying that Allah would be a Chalukah, it has to be a case where there are even that saw him sleep it up, and they saw it fall, and they just make sure there is no people.
No, what? If they say, according to the Rif, that says that the migui would work, so yes, if there happened, there's no migui, yeah, okay.
The Gemara and saying that in the Gemara scenario that is talking about, which has to be where there is no Migra, because there's Aiden that makes the Migra not a Migra. So when he says the Raya would work, he's not referring to a Migra. He's referring to what would work before in this case.
He means, the Rabbi Magid says he means Migra.
No, the Rabbi Magid is saying that he holds in theory that a Migra would work in this case if there were no Migra. Mashen came close to it. Amigo would fail because it has a problem on its head, and you're not going to eat it. But with the way the Rif actually learns the Gemara and Dalit, there can't be Amigo because Amigo would win. The Lach wouldn't be Chalukah, so the case has to be at the.
Okay, so theoretically, if there'd be Amigo, the Amigo would work.
I'm talking theoretically, the Rif's talking the case that he's discussing.
I don't necessarily agree with that. The Rif means that if there'd be Amigo, and if there'd be Amigo.
Of course,
he
has to be talking at least
one of the marks. He thought, if you would have the migui.
He doesn't say it.
Okay, that's how I ran it. I'm not going to go again this week. Let me go. I don't agree with you. I'm sorry. I don't agree.
A second point. Could it just be that he's barring the Gemara question of the Muslim Chavera, all of Araya, and a Araya, Latin?
Okay, but that's why I felt, my personal feeling was that especially with our Gerson and the Rush, when the Rif used the word Raya, and the Rush says, Lo Raya, you know, ain't no Raya, it means they're arguing. But I knew that there would be people like you who would argue, so I found the Rabbi Magid who said the Feresh. Rabbi Magid says the Feresh, that the Rif holds meagerly works. He says the Feresh.
Out of this piece.
In theory, it would work. And the
theory. We're talking about
okay, that was your first point. That's fair. Yeah. He said, the Magid says, in theory, whatever it is, he said, Amiga would work. When the Rush says, Eda be Adem, he means, I think it means, you need Adem. Okay, anyway. So that's it back here. So it seems to me, okay, I see I have this, people disagree, but it seems to me that we have that the may have a machlekes rishayim, whether you need edem or migui or raya. So the shayla is, why, what in the world would be the rush's sara? What in the world would be the rush's sara? Why you don't have, why you should need edem? You can't say he holds that the Nafikah is an umdin, a danan tzadi, because then he wouldn't need shutin al-kafti adadi. So the fact that he used the shutin al-kafti adadi means he holds it's not a real anan tzadi. It's not a real anan tzadi, so you shouldn't need an eidim to shlug it up. That's the question. And then once we explain it, so what does the Rif disagree? Okay. So I wanted to say, which is something which already was, I see people were suggesting it.
Why does he need
to
shoot for a
copy of
the if it's not
an outside? Because you're going against a Muxik. Muxik wins a Muxik of a Raya. Muxik of a Raya means the Raya of a Muxik of a Raya is only Aden. Rashi says in many places, a Muxik of a Raya be Aden. So if you're going against a Muxik of a Raya, we go, we hold Migul, I'd say, no, I mean it. I mean, I'm sorry, we hold that Migul can't be Muxik. We passed in Ein Hokim B'Mamet Acharei.
Such one Kapi Adavi is only as strong as the bonus cost of Amtsi. It's not an Amtsi. Whatever, so it's not an Amtsi, then they're not Shifu.
No, but the Chabad, it's a cycle. It's a starting point. Since we assume the starting point is their Shifu, since the starting point is assuming it creates a Shtama, and the Shtama, and therefore it stops the Muxi from getting in. That seems like that's how the Rosh is learned. That we, if they would be muksik, if there would be a halachic din muksik, then the muksik would be the umnila shiftin okapti adavi, because hamotkabe al haraya of Eidim, the stoma is not a raya of Eidim. But since the stoma makes you shiftin, destroys the muksik, the stoma tells you to shut them, and once it shut them, then you never become a muksik. So the expression would get them first. The stoma, which is there without the tainid right away, that's right there right away, tells us that you shut them, and maybe you're never a muksik. So maybe you don't win when you're a muksik. You can't, you lose. In other words, you start out with a, if you be muksik, then the muksik would be the shutin al the umnin of the defika. We have to be a muksik. But the starting point is, we look at them and we say, mistama, they're shutin. If we say, mistama, they're shutin, then mistama, they're shutin al kapti. Then there's no muksik. So therefore, we do yahlaiku, but there's no muksik.
Why do you need shutin al kapti?
Because if you didn't have shutin al kapti, then there is a muksik. He's physically, one guy's physically holding it. It fell into one person's rishut. So he's physically the muksik. If you didn't have shutin al kapti, he's a muksik. A muksik beats a stomach. Because a muksik of a raya be'ed him. But what happens is that the stomach stops the fact that it's physically in your rishus from becoming a muksik. And once you're not a muksik, then we do yachleiku. Because why not? See, so the stoma, the stoma is what causes us to assume that you're shutim. And once we assume you're shutim, then shutim al kapti adadi doesn't allow the muksik to come in. Once there's no muksik, so then of course we do yachleiku. Okay. Anyway, so again, so the question is that why does the Rosh say that you need Eidim? So there's a very interesting Luka Yosef. What the Svar exactly is Shutin al Kapi Adadi. So even in the beginning, in Luka Yosef, I followed a copy on the sheet, Bamitzia. It's in the last large line. Lo kapti adadi, lemikne rishosi day. He says they're not mapped to be not to about being mapped. Da avkure mask kochan rishusa gabe chaver. So he has this like double lashon. First he says they're not lo kapti to be mapped, and then he says they're masker. I don't know what exactly this is. First, is it makna? Is it mafker? I don't know. Rashi is the same type of double lashon. But if you skip later to where the arrow is, he says, "Tikivin the shutin al kapti adadi." Habe lei chatzara shel zeh v'shel zeh. In other words, either each of their chatzera shel zeh v'shel zeh. Since they're shutman, so each of their chatzer is kechatzer shel shneim. Okesimta. So it sounds like that the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef has a suffix. What shot when you have shutman lo kapti adadi? What happens? Does it become chatzer shel shneim? Or does it become a symptom? Right? That's what it sounds like. Which means, Zui said that since he's Machna, like the Lashon of the Mugi Yosef in the beginning, Shutta lo kapti adadi, I'm Machna, my rishus to you. So it's chatzer shel shneim. So it's both of our chatzers. Or a symptom means it's neither of our chatzers. It seems like he's Nesufik. The most simplest way of saying Nesufik is with the Chazon Ish, right there in Baba Metzia, that the Chazon Ish brings a diak from the Ksais, that the Ksais says the Shutan Lo Kapti Adadi means your mamish magnet. And he says that only doesn't agree. Let's just read it inside. It's in Maramakom number A. It's very easy to read. The Chayav Eino Magnet the Chut Sagi. In other words, Eino Magnet means a guy wants to use my pen. So I'm not my, go ahead, you can use it. I don't magnet him. Says, can I borrow your pen? Yeah, sure, go ahead. I'm not Makbid in my pen. I'm not Makbid. You can use it. You're not, I take off the Isser Gezo. There ain't no Makbid the Hood Sagi. I mean, it should be Kagabde Lokapti Adadi. Oh, Lokapti Adadi means I'm not Makbid. I'm not giving you any Kinyon. I'm not Makbid. There's no Hakbada that therefore the Isser Gezo, there's no Isser Gezo for you to use my thing. Says the Choshen says the Mashal Mamish, the Kainam Hakam B'Tashmish. This Mamish, you need a Kinyan. Not just that I say I'm not Makbid. You want to put your thing in my Chatzer? Go ahead. I'm not Makbid. No, I have to be Makbid to you. That's my Chatzer. How am I Makbid to you? With a Kinyan Chazaka. The Kinyan Chazaka. When you put your object down, that's Tashmish. It makes a Kinyan. Abshuta Mashal Dina Makbid Odesh Tashmish Mishalom. It's partially the same. The Chazon says he's not Makna. When it says Sang, you'll nikri muptik. Even though you're not Makna, even though it's totally your chatzer, you're still not. Once you give them rishus, you're no longer considered muptik. So we have a machlekes between the Chazon Ish and the sites that whether shutzel or kafi or dadi means I'm Makna, or it means I'm just take off my beda. And again, the lashon of the Bukayay saying starts out. The Chazon Ish is Mak Mitaik and the Lush and the Gemara and Shukna no Kapi Adadi. But all the Rishonim say like the Mugay Yosef, the nickname Rishos Nidei. Then he says, Afkuri Mafkir, sounds like he's just giving him permission. So I don't know. Don't know. But the Maisa, we have at least a smach like it.
What's the case? Maybe we should buy
this chatzer together. There should them in something. Makes no difference what. No, there should them in something. Not in the chatzer. No, they're not in the chatzer. They're chatzer in the wall. Should them in the wall. The case in Bava Ben Metzia is, there should them in a wall. And that the wall is between, there are two, I have, the chatzer on the right is completely mine, the chatzer on the left is completely yours. And we're shutzim on a wall. We built a house, the shutzis, whatever. Now the wall of the house fell down. It fell down into totally my rishus. Except, since we're partners in the wall, so you're my good friend, my partner. We're partners in the wall. So shutzim al-kafi adadi means when you're a partner with someone, so at least, it says clearly, it's not that for everything. For the thing that we're partners in, I give you permission. You can put the thing that we're partners in, you can put in my rishus. So I'm not, there's no kveda. So if you own half this wall, and the wall falls into my rishus, you have permission to leave your stones in my rishus. That's a shutzen lo kapti adadi means. So I give you, so the question is it that I'm giving you permission to leave your stones in my rishus, or I'm makne my rishus, ligabi, for your stones? That's a machlekes. The Ksais and the Chazon Ish. When I looked around, most people to me were saying like the Ksais, the Chazon Ish is saying the Daik and the Lashon Gemara, I don't know. But anyway, but he brings it such a machlokes. So, the simple pshat is that would be pshat in the two stadim of the Mugi Yosef. If you say like the Chazon Ish, then you for sure cannot say that he has two choices. He has two choices. It's chaser or shalzeh or shalzeh. That's like chotish or shneim or kesimta. It would definitely not be a chotish shalzeh or shalzeh because there's no kinyan. It only would be a simta. Simta means like a rishus, it belongs to nobody. Right? You know, you could say chotish shalzeh or shalzeh because there's no kinyan. So what it sounds like is, you know, the simple reading of the Mukayai, say, the simplest reading, is that he's group of being the Supek in the Shaida of the Chazon Ish versus the Ksai. If you learn like the Ksai, say you're Machne, so it's Chatzesh or Shneim. And if you learn that you're not Machne, just that you're not Machbid, so it's like a Simta. That would be the simple reading. Personally, if I was, you know, but if I would, my own personal guess is that no one holds like the Chazon Ish, the Rishayim don't hold like the Chazon Ish. They all like to cite as a Kenyan. They all use Rosh and a Kenyan. And the two start them in the book of Yosef is, how much of a Kenyan is it? Is it enough of a Kenyan? To make a Chodesh or Shneim, it's only a Kenyan, the Gabi, having the stones, and therefore it would not make a Chodesh or Shneim. But okay. But anyway, either way, whatever Pshat is, the book of Yosef clearly has two stardom in what happens when Shutan or Kapti Adadi. Is it Chatzesh or Shneim, or is it Simta? So then, what was suggested is very good. That if it's Pshat is Chatzesh or Shneim, so then you could say that they're both Muxik, because it's Chatzesh or Shneim. So then the Rush makes very good sense. Tamigun Ha'itzi, right? If it fell into Chatzesh or Shneim, and now one of them wants to come along with a migui, he wouldn't be never. Now, if he wants to use a migui to get the whole thing, tell him the chotish of shneim. We want to do yachleiku. That's in the Mishnah. Now you go ahead and you want to bring a migui to say no, I should get the whole thing. So that's a migui laitzi, chotish of shneim. So if you learn that Sarah and Mugayai say that it's Chatzesh Shutzen or Kapti Adadi, like with Ixayis, that there's a real Kenyan. And the real Kenyan makes it that Chatzesh Shneim, so then the Rush is right. So you can't use a Migui. You can't use any right here because you're going against a Muxit. So it could be that would be this, and the simple pshat, we may have a different pshat later, but the simple pshat would be that the Machlekes, Rush, and the Rif would be the two stardom of the Mugay Yosef. If you learn it's Chatzesh Shoshneim, so then Migui is no good, because they're both Muxik. If you hold it's a Simta, so you can't, then neither of them are Muxik, so then Migui would be good. So the Rif.
It's a Migui Lahotzi if he's hiding that they're not Shoshneim?
Yeah, because it's the starting point is. The starting point is that where the stomach is that they're shutzim. The stomach is that they're shutzim. And therefore we assume, so the assumption is that they're shutzim. Since we assume that they're shutzim, so therefore they're both muxik. And then later, it will be a migul
ha'itzi. Well, how is the lashon of Lord not back in Hazak Adida?
Yes. Right.
Doesn't that
sound
like it's not the Rebbe just putting the Rush?
What?
Rebbe's saying.
Who's both?
The Rebbe and the Rush both use the Lashon.
Yes.
So it sounds like he's saying that both of them have a Lashon.
Okay, but I don't know.
How does this whole thing apply to Ar Gemara? Ar Gemara clearly did not strip in the Chatzar. They broke up the Chatzar. The shutzman in the wall.
But so okay, so you see they use it as far as shutzman or kati adadi by our gemara.
Because of shutzman in the wall.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
They're not shutzman in the
chatzar. Right, and in the gemara in Bavasa they're also not shutzman, and Bavasi not shutzman in the chatzar. They're only chutzman in the house. That's dumb. Okay. So yeah, but they're shutzman, and the shutzman, the shutzman, and there's a mistama in our Gemara that they shut them in the stones.
In the wall.
And therefore the Mistama tells us that wall fell into my rishus, into what those rocks that fell into your rishus are my stones. Half of them are my stones. And since half of them are my stones, shutin lokati adadi, so you're not mukse. And Veda, you know, so now, and forget, I'm mukse, because the stama tells me that you're a makna to me. Since the stama tells me you're makna to me, so therefore I become mukse. And the day that I become mukse, the amigli won't help, because it's amigli la haitzi.
Why is that a mukse? He's standing there, they're not shushin.
Okay.
I'm gonna get there.
Okay, you're also ahead of me. But the process is that the because it's such a thing called the starting point. The starting, we start out with a stomach that's a shutzen. We simply start with a stomach shutzen. That was where some, that was the assumption. Even before the wall fell down. He's coming to the fuke from the assumption that there's shutzen. He wants to create a new something.
Well, the guy
tied his like
water.
He's going against. Until we came in and said he bought it, we don't assume he bought it. Where we have no reason to assume he bought it. And what?
You would win if you said it.
But he's not tiny. We starting out, if he would tiny win, in case they would have, if he would have them right.
Even though the starting point is that
you should do. Okay, if he has a raya, that's what Shah Arbi. We're not Russia and Gara Shah Arbi. But he would win because he means that there are no Adim that he moved it. Okay, that's what they're talking about. They don't, but it makes no difference. The Maisa, the assumption is that there's shutzim. Starting point is there's shutzim. Since the starting point is there's shutzim, so there's shutzim. Look at the assumption. So now, if you want to go ahead and you want to go, so that makes me into a mukzik. Now that I'm mukzik, so now you come along and you create your migui. It's a migui la'itzi. Let me go a job further.
What about other rayas besides?
So same thing. Other rayas also can't be maitzi.
No
rayas can be maitzi. Usually a raya, it has to be a raya in the dark of Adim.
A dog is not
maitzi. A dog can't be maitzi either from a muksi. Okay, let me go a job further. So the simplest chat I would say is, the guys are giving me is that the most simple chat is, I would say, is that the machlekes, the machlekes is that whether the two stars in the mukayai say, whether shutin or kapya dadi makes both person muksik or a simta. And if you make both people muksik, chata shoshneim, then they're both considered muksik. So when the Rosh says you need aidim, it's because they're both considered muksik. And because he holds like the Ksai, he said, I'm Machna, Shutim, I'm Machna to you, the Chazer. And the Rif holds like the other side. Problem with this is, very simple problem, is that the Namuka Yosef himself continues, keeps on talking, and he says to Farish that Amigu went out. So Igupa says beferish, amigui would help. So here you see that even though the Mukhi Yosef mentioned the possibility that it's chata shoshneim, he says beferish, amigui helps. So it's sort of my whole pilpo is up out the window. It's because I'm saying that I'm the two star, it would be totally on the two stars in the Mukha Yosef, whether Migu would help. And here, the Mukha Yosef says the fairish Migu helps.
Well, that's great when
you get
the
whole thing. What?
And the
Mukha Yosef
is the same one
who holds
that it's an
outside.
For some reason.
Okay. Okay, but so what? That's not again. He's in Bab Matsya. Even if you say that it makes it chasish shneim, it still be good helps. So it's not it's against my insight. I'm saying that if you hold chasish shneim, then you become a muksik. So the chazal, there's a very clear difference, and that there's a difference. It's a little bit of a cheshbon or just havana. There's a difference between Baba Metzia and Baba Basra. And that is that in order to be Shutten El Kapti Adadi, it's very beferish in the Lashon. It doesn't mean Shutten El Kapti Adadi, doesn't mean if we're Shutten in one thing, so I'm not mapping anything. If we're Shutten in A, you can go ahead, you can park your car in my yard because we're Shutten. So since we're Shutten, you can do, I'm not El Kapti, you can do anything you want, you can put into my Rishut. It's the Farish and Rishayim, Shutten El Kapti Adadi means only the thing that we're Shutten on. It's something that we're Shutten on, I'm not Kapti. I don't see if he says it here, but that's the Farish and all the Rishayim. No, I don't see it in the Yaisait. I think the Rif maybe said that, the Rif over here, when we read the Rif. Let's just see. No, doesn't say. Okay, but then Rishonim say it. I don't remember who he said. That Shutten El Kapti Adadi is only on the thing that you're Shutten.
You also be a dealer treasure.
What?
You also be a dealer treasure.
That's in the Rif? Oh, yeah, it is in there. Thank you. Shamina Mehot, the Mills of the Adin and the Trey Shutten, Lanafke Mechazakli. Yeah, it's only for the thing that you're, that they're Shutten on. So it comes out like this, that in Baba Basra, they're Shutten, we don't know if they're Shutten. Because what happened? The wall fell. They had a wall. The wall went ahead and fell. And half the rocks broke. Half the rocks broke, and half the rocks didn't break. That's okay. They had Shutten in the wall. They owned a house together. And half the top floor belonged to one person, the bottom floor belonged to the other person. So really they were a Shutten, but each one owned, they were joined together in the house, but they were, each one had their rocks. Now the rocks fell, and half the rocks broke, and half the rocks didn't break. We have a Shaida, this rock, whose rocks are they? So there's a Safek, Gupa, on whether or not we're Shutten. The fellow in his Rishos, he says, all the rocks that broke were yours, and they're destroyed, and all the good rocks are mine. So this rock over here, I say, is mine. There's a Safek. We have no Beer, there's no Beer on whose rock that is. So it's Gufa, it's a Safek if you're Shutten. There's a Safek if you can apply the Svara Shutten Lo Kapti Adadi. And it's a suffix Shutten El Kapti Adadi. The suffix is this, whose rock is this? Is this your rock or is this the other person's rock? If it's the other person's rock, then Shutten El Kapti Adadi, because you were Shutten in the house together. If it's your rock, then of course, Shutten El Kapti Adadi means I mark them, my chotzer, the tactic size, to you to put your rock there. But it has to be your rock. But if it's my rock, I'm not going to map it, my culture to you. If it's my rock, so here this one rock fell down from the wall. All the other rocks broke. All the rocks broke, one rock didn't break. Now we have a subject, who owns that rock? And whose rock is that? Is that my rock or your rock? On the side that it's my rock, I'm not mapping my culture to you. Because why should I be mapping my culture for it's my rock? I'm only mapping my culture to you if it's your rock. So there's Guba a suffix in Baba Metzia. There's a suffix if I mark it to you my chutzner or not. So then you can't say, so then if you have a migui, of course the migui works. Because you can't say it's a migui to Haiti because you can't, we don't know for sure if you did chutzim, if you were makna the chutzner. It's a suffix if you were makna the chutzner. So it's a suffix. It's a suffix, your makna chutzner takes away the other person doesn't have a mukzik because it's a suffix. Were you makna? Weren't you makna? But you can't say that he's badai mukzik. You can't make the other guy badai mukzik. That's not logical. It's a suffix. So if it's a suffix, then of course amiga will work. In Baba Basra, pshat is, the stomach tells us that they're badai shutzim, right? No rocks broke. The wall fell down. The wall made up of, and they were, the stomach said that they were Shutten in this wall. Now, go ahead, And so it fell into one person's rishon. So the stama says that this is a that my racks are in your rishos. So it should fill a gap there, Dadi. So then the maid I become muktzeh. Now there's no stama in Baba Mitzia. Only in Baba Basra there's a stama. Baba Mitzia, we don't know. We have a 50-50 suffix. This rack that fell, we know that's whole. We don't know whose rack it is. There's no stama. What?
The Rosh over there says that same much and that's the Pilsa Yedia or not.
We know that they were originally shutzim, but they don't have this spot where the rack is flowing. We have a suffix. Whether or not so the answer is we know they were shutfim, but you need two things for shutfim al kapti adadi. You need to know they were shutfim, and you know which you have a bar mitzvah too, but you need to know that this rack is this thing that I give you to give you be machna the place where your thing is. So it has to be the place where your thing is. You need two things to make shutan al kapti adabi. You need shutan al kapti, but what do I do because we're shutan al kapti? Because of shutan al kapti, I machna to you the makom where your thing is. So in Baba Mitzia, where we have a suffix who it is, it's a 50-50 suffix. So we have a 50-50 suffix if you're a magnet. So of course, if you have a raya, so of course a raya works. You have a 50-50 suffix. You can't say the other guy became a muktzik. The 50-50 suffix. You can't become a muktzik. He's a 50-50 suffix. So then, of course, a beer will work. Of course a beer will work. It's pashut. Even if I'm shutting a kapti, it means I'm magnet to you. But we don't know if you were a magnet because we don't know if it's your rack. And if it's not your rack, I was a magnet to you. So we have a 50-50 suffix. So of course, any raya will work. But in Baba Basra, where we have a mistama that we're shutfim, that this is your rack, that half these racks are yours. So then the mistama tells us your magna. Once the mistama tells you your magna, so then there is a shutfim lo kapli adadi.
Okay. If we know that there was a rack that belonged to Shimon and it fell to Reuben to Rishos. So the concept of
shutfim
or kapya
that we would apply in that situation, yeah. Even though that's not shutfim, it's apparently the shutfim in the whole wall, but where each have our own stones, the concept still applies.
Apparently,
some people say yes. I have to say that that is one of the answers that they give, but this is not our topic. That the rush and the riff use shutfim or and explain the mission of Baba Basra and Baba Mitzia Basra. But the Gemara of Baba Mitzia is Mesupik if we say Shetan or Kafi Adadi. Three different truths. So, I mean, I'm not saying, we said in Shia that maybe there was a Sakasha, and how can they go ahead and explain the Stama Mishnah in Baba Basra with a Svara, which is a Machlaikas in Baba Mitzia. So someone said this Svara that in Baba Mitzia, and not so Pusha, they play Shetan or Kafi Adadi. Much more fluky. What? Can't hear you.
That's why it's a shutin ki hagav.
Yeah. Okay. In other words, so it's the bar mitzvah shutin or kapi hadadi is a much flukier because it's a much flukier shutin. It's a different type of shutin. It's a shutin that we were shutin, but it wasn't really shutin. I had my stones and you had your stones, but they were together in the same place. Okay. Anyway, so that just summarizes. And basically, I want to say one last thing, just because it's confused. But it's a simple shot. At this point, the conclusion, and then we'll say for Rabbi Gavira to make it the confusion. The simple shot that we're saying now, what you have to do, what you said, is that the shot of the rush, push of shot of the machlokes is everybody could hold like the size. That shutfim al kapti adadi means that you're magnet, the karka, and you become a muktzik. I take that back. I'm saying that the rush holds that in Baba Mitzia, in Baba Basra, the machlekes, the rush and the rit would be that it would be under the two stars in the Mugayayase. Whether what shutfim al kapti adadi does, that the rush holds Shupta Nakati Adati makes you into a moksik. And since it makes you into a moksik, so therefore you can't use that, you need Dafka Adim. And the Rivold, like the other side of the Namukha Yosef, that Shupta Nakati Adati doesn't turn you into a moksik, and therefore the Arai will be good. That's the way, that would be the simplest way I would like to say. The more complicated, again, we just said again, for clarity. So if we wanted to explain the Rosh, we're saying that because Shifta Lakapi Adadi, the Rosh Hashanah makes you into a Muksik, because you're Makna to me, the Karga. Therefore, once I'm Muksik, so Raya doesn't help, only Aiden be Muksik from a Muksik. And the Rif would have to disagree and say, you're not really Makna. Rabbi Brigida said a different Svara, which I don't know if I was going to say, but he said it, so I have to say it, is that he wanted to say a Svara, that there's a very famous Chakira. And that is a chain as strong as its weakest link or its last link? Right? Meaning, if I have an umnina, and the umnina says that there are edim, so does that have the kayach of umnina, or does it have the kayach of edim? So I'm not a bucket in chop, but there's indications all over in different ways. Many places it's a logical chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So if the only way we know you have Adim is based on the Umnina, so how can the Umnina, Adim, be stronger than the Umnina? But in many places we find this, that we believe the Umnina, and since the Umnina tells us you have Adim, so now we say you have Adim. So every Adim is really based on a Cheskes Kashrus. Cheskes Kashrus is only a Chazaka, or into Pashtus. So how do you ever have Aden if all Aden is only based on a Cheskes Kashrus? There it is, because once the Cheskes Kashrus is accepted, so the Cheskes Kashrus says it's Aden, and now you have Aden. So there's a concept that a chain, because you're attacking, if you be attacking the weakest link, of course, but you're not attacking the weakest link, you're attacking the last link, you're attacking the Aden. And the Aden is the Umnina tells you you have Aden. So it could be that that's the Machlekes over here. Is that over here, I'm saying in the Rush that the chain is that you start out with your stomach that you should them. The stomach that you should them tells you shutin lakapti adadi. Shutin lakapti adadi makes you muksik. Now that you're muksik, you come along with a migui. You can't use a migui because migui can't beat a muksik. So the suggestion, it was suggested that the migui is not fighting the muksik, the migui is saying to never make him into muksik in the first place. That's, the way I'm saying it is that like the chain is as strong as the last link. You start Shifta Lakapti really will lose to a migui. But with Shifta Lakapti, the stoma that the lafika is only an umnira. If you had a migui directly against that, it would lose. Except that tells you Shifta Lakapti. Shifta Lakapti turns you into a muksik. And now when the migui comes in, the migui is fighting a Shifta Lakapti. And therefore, the migui loses to a muksik. So it could be that the rip holds that we let the migui fight the original umnina. And therefore, you never became a muksik in the first place. So the machlokes, it could be between the Rush and the Rif, is not what we wanted to say, whether Shifta Lakapti Adadi turns you into a muksik. Could be everybody holds Shifta Lakapti Adadi turns you into a muksik. But the question is that here, the only way we know you shut them is through an umdina. So can the migui attack the weakest link and say, but I don't accept it. I'll slug up the umdina with my migui. Or no, the migui is not, I can't fight the umdina. Migui is only firing at the end, and therefore it's firing the muksik, which the umdina created, and that could be the machlekes between the Rush and the Rif. Okay. So basically, just to summarize and to finish, that it seems to be clear the Rush does not hold that there's an atzadi. Nonetheless, he holds that you need dafka edim. He says the feirish. The shayla is why. So the only hesper we have is, and he said I have, is because it's a migul, because it makes you muksik, it's a migul haitzi, because shifta lakapti adadi turn you into a muksik, like the tzais, not like the chazonish, like what's mashmos of the one side of the Namukha Yosef. that it turns you into a muktzik. Shutal kafi is makna to a chedek in the karka. Now you're a muktzik. And once you're a muktzik, Mika is not good enough. The question is, what does the Rif disagree? So either the Rif disagrees because he holds shutal kafi adad, he doesn't turn you into a muktzik. Or even if he holds it does turn you into a muktzik, but since we're not sure you should, we only know you should, we only know that the should them through the stomach, so maybe the migui can attack them in stomach, and therefore undermine the shutin al kapti adam. Okay.